go back to like the bebop days and stuff, or even like swing band era stuff, is what guys would do is they would play four on the floor on the bass drum, but they would play it so quiet that you couldn't hear it. And so I'm not going to do it perfect, but it's something I've been messing around with a bit lately. So it's like, so I'm just playing quarter notes on the bass drum. You can kind of hear it. I'm not very good at it. But what it does is it helps you with your time, because it's like, you know, it's like you've got four limbs, so why not use one of them if you're not like necessarily always doing like, right? You know, why not use it to like reinforce the time? So it helps with like your right hand. But the kind of the point is there's all sorts of different things we can all do to sort of reinforce the time and reinforce sort of things. And one exercise I would kind of like to try for a second, if we can, and I think this is useful because it's like kind of a collective thing, is we all just try playing quarter notes together. One of my teachers showed me this one, and it's a really interesting exercise because it's like, it's super simple, but it's also like, it's like, there's so many layers to it, because it's like, again, it's like kind of getting into that whole idea of what I was talking about earlier, where you're like really trying to kind of lock in together with everybody. And so I don't really care about notes right now. Maybe we could do it over a form later on. That might be kind of cool to try, like do it over straight note chaser, just kind of like all playing like arpeggiating chords and stuff. But right now I think we could just do it just like, I don't care what the note is. I think it's more about the time exercise. So I don't know if anyone wants to start. I mean, Mike, you could start, you know, just playing quarter notes on the ride cymbal, and then I'll kind of just point to people and like, you come in and you come in. But what I really want to do is focus less on like, oh, you know, because it's going to be kind of a cacophony, right, if we're not picking any key or anything. You know, but what I really want to focus on is like, think about the attack of your note and like trying to like, everybody trying to kind of collectively, and you're never going to be able to do it perfectly, but I want to try to like everybody that's almost like one sound, one instant at once. So everybody like really hone into each other. And so this is a great ear exercise and a great listening exercise too, because, you know, certainly when we think about ear training, we think a lot about like, oh, well, where am I in harmony? Where am I with melody? Where am I with all this stuff? But it's also, there's this whole other side to things too, with when we're talking about rhythm and time, it's like, it's this whole other dimension in itself. And it's like, I mean, that's kind of the cool thing about music, is there's so many different places, and it's like, there's so many different points where you can kind of just go in, and it's like, that's a whole universe in itself. But so if you can just play quarter notes, let's do, yeah, that's cool. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Why don't you start? But it's also, the other thing, it might be easier for you if you, like, actually do different notes, too. I mean, it's cool to just do it one note, but the other thing you could do is, like, you can even just, like, do, like, different, pick different notes as well. Yeah, but, like as you can see there, like, everybody's kind of feeling it a little bit differently. But it's like, where was going with this? But, so that's, like, kind of what shows you. It's, like, everybody feels the beat a little differently, right? So then, so we kind of have to go into any playing situation. We always have to go in realizing, okay, well, this person might feel things ahead of the beat. This person might feel things right on the beat. This person might feel things behind the beat. And then even within those sorts of things, everybody feels things like, this person's, like, maybe, like, this much behind the beat or this much ahead of the beat, you know? And it's, like, and so it's interesting, but then it's, like the people who can really play, like they have an ability to kind of mold and kind of shape the way their sound, where they can kind of, you know, lock in together with people. Like, the, you know, some of the rhythm sections I think of, like, you know, especially like, I don't know if you guys have heard like the Coltrane stuff, like that just came out like last Friday. Have you heard about that?
I kind of heard about it, but I haven't.
Yeah, I heard it. So I was listening to it, and it was like, I mean, I'm a big Elvin Jones fan. That's a lot of like where I got a lot of my stuff from. Was listening to him, but like on some of that stuff, like especially like the first track, the third track, like Jimmy Garrison just sounds so beautiful on that. But like Jimmy Garrison and Elvin Jones, like they kind of, that's like one of those sort of rhythm section teams where it's like, it's really interesting because you can really, they just felt the beat in a similar way and they were just right together with each other. Like, and they both just played with such force. And then like Tony Williams and Ron Carter are the same way. It's like, you know, like I think Elvin and Jimmy really felt things behind the beat, but like Ron Carter and Tony Williams really felt things on the beat. And it's interesting too, if you listen to different records, like with different bass players, like I don't know if you guys ever listened to the Real McCoy, that McCoy Tyner record. It's interesting because there's Ron Carter on that record with Elvin. And it's like interesting because they both feel the beat in such a different way. So there's like this kind of interesting rub, but like that's beautiful too. So like sometimes it doesn't always have to be like you're right on the beat with somebody. It's like it's interesting just because there's like such a whole. You know, there's such a universe to things. But I always think the kind of the ideal you want to strive for, but you're never going to always get there, and that's kind of like the cool thing about it. But it's like you want to kind of try to match with somebody or try to complement them, you know? So, like, maybe sometimes, like, I've heard about bassists talking about, oh, if this drummer plays behind the beat, I try to play intentionally ahead of the beat to kind of, like, even things out. So there's a whole subtlety to the whole thing as well, too. So it's like not everyone's going to feel the same way. What I try to do is I try to lock in with somebody when I first play with them. But sometimes it's also kind of cool to let it kind of exist because it's like, but I think the intention of locking in with somebody, just even the thought of that, as weird as it might sound, is like the thought and intention of doing that allows you to communicate with somebody better, even if you're not going to feel things exactly the same way. So why don't we try it again, but instead of playing the same note, let's just play different notes. So this is where it's going to get really out there, but I think it's interesting too, because I think it's a little bit more realistic to what you're going to be doing in a playing situation. I mean, sometimes you will play the same note or sit on the same note, but oftentimes you won't be sitting on the same note. So I think just picking random notes. I mean, we could even pick a scale if you guys wanted. I like random notes too. So why don't we start again? If you can play quarter notes.
Yeah.
When
you said the Coltrane stuff that just came out last Friday, what is that?
It's called let me look at my phone. It's called Both Directions at Once.
Yeah. Nice.
Both Directions at Once, the Lost Album. The tracks I'd really check out, some of them I'm not as keen on. I have to listen to them all again. But I really like, check out both the untitled originals. I think those are really interesting pieces. But like untitled original 11383, I think really exemplifies like their. Yeah. Yeah, it's one of the tracks. It's the first track on the record. It's a minor blues, and that I think really exemplifies what I'm talking about, like Jimmy Garrison and Elvin Jones' relationship to each other as far as playing time and stuff.
Is recorded too, so you don't mind our recording?
Oh, no, not at all. Okay, so yeah.
So if you want to go back and listen.
Oh, I forgot. Okay.
It's on Rubio.
If you want to listen,
what was that again?
All right. So why don't we do that exercise one more time and then we can play it too? Because I've talked too much. As you can see by the time. All right. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. One, start off.
Thank you.
is it's actually, this is an exercise too, we're actually looking at what people are doing. So if you're like trying to lock in with somebody, like look at how the drummer plays the ride cymbal. That's something I actually need to give myself advice about, because I have a tendency where I'll close my eyes when I'm playing, but I really try to like use my ears. But like this is a kind of exercise too, where you kind of can like, if you see him like really touch the cymbal and you like really try to get in with there. Like I actually heard this story about this guy who played with Ray Charles, and this guy's by the name of Jeff Ballard. I guess Ray Charles used to count these like super slow tempos, and somebody I knew, somebody who was in Boston, he asked Jeff, like, how do you play those slow tempos with Ray Charles? What he figured out was he looked at his feet, and Ray Charles would play the triplets on his feet, and so that's how he figured out what the tempo was. So it's like sometimes this is one of those kind of cases where your eyes can actually help you out with that sort of thing too. Yeah, but we can kind of, that's just kind of an idea I wanted to introduce. It's like kind of cool too. It kind of sounds like a 20th century thing, you know? I like that kind of sound. But yeah, that's the kind of thing too, is like, it's also like eye opening, right? Because it's like you could hear like I could hear you were like, the way you felt the beat was like way different than the way you felt the beat and the way you felt the beat. And it's like, it's kind of cool to kind of see that and then like try to meet in the middle. You kind of have to adjust things. Super subtle, but it's cool that it is really subtle, because that, like, you know, that's the kind of details you wanna look at, you know, especially the more you play with people, the more you just play and practice, is like the more you wanna dive into that kind of subtlety, you know, because when you can fine tune those sorts of things, that's when like stuff.
It seems like it would take longer to really hear that than we just talked.
Yeah, it definitely. It was more like, this is something you could probably, you know, it's almost like meditating, right? Again, right now, it's like you can kind of hear it a little bit, but it's like that's something like if you did that with somebody for like a long time, you could really like clue into things. It's something I need to actually explore more. Like I've heard of people who do that though. Like they would just, like bassists and drummers would just sit around playing quarter notes together for hours, you know, that kind of thing. But it's like, that's like almost like the hippest shit you can think of, you know, like. Like, if you could just make quarter notes sound good, it's like, you know, the rest of it's like a cakewalk, you know. But yeah, that's just something I wanted to introduce.
Yeah,
it's
kind
cool.
Of,
it's kind
nice.
Of a cool thing.
Jonathan's done stuff like just,
yeah.
Can do sound things, can go, you know, conceptual things, and just, stick, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of just playing.
Yeah, right. You know, I think sometimes it's cool to, you know, I figured, like, because I can't do a whole lot, but I figured I'd show you something, you know, something. This is something I learned from a teacher of mine. I think it's something, you know, just something to think about. Because sometimes it's nice to just see things where it's like, oh, well, maybe this is something I can look at, you know. Yeah, maybe I won't even look at it until like 5 years from now. And then one day I'll be like, hey, why don't I do this quarter note thing, you know. But it's just kind of cool, you know. And that's the thing that's interesting about music, too, I find. It's like there's all these sorts of things. And it's like, it's always the fun part, but also the tough part is figuring out what rabbit hole to go down at what point, you know. Like there'll be points where I practice like just one thing for like a couple months, and I'm like, oh, maybe I should do something else. Yeah. Well, why don't we play a tune? I don't know, you know, because I could talk all night, but I should let you guys play. Are there any tunes you guys want to play or anything in particular?
Want to do an artist?
Sure.
So where is it? Let me see. All right, so
I would suggest we do it a little bit faster. That seems.
Yeah, I sometimes one thing too about playing without a bass. Sometimes the medium tempos can get really, really dicey. Just because sometimes it, like having that bottom end helps out a lot. What was I gonna say? And this is one of those things. It's also just it's really important to count. It's tough though because it's like I talk about counting, but it's also at the same time a lot of times when I play, I don't really count. But it's I guess I'll talk about it. It's more about feeling the beat than it is like, you know, because if you're just like every time you're playing, when you're practicing, you should always be counting. I think you should be like 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, or whatever time signature you're playing it. Like being really like sort of particular about the details in the practice room. When you're playing, it's more about kind of feeling things in larger chunks. So like something like this, like. So then that thing, it's like, but then sometimes, like, if you have trouble with, like, a pickup or something, that's somewhere where you can, like, count. So, like if we're talking that F sharp, what is it? Let's just do it's the F major 7. Okay, so if it's, like, the E major 7 to the E minor, right? So that, da, 2, 3, 4, wait, sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, da, ba, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, that's somewhere where you can, like, count, or, like, you can even, like, run, so, like, da, ba, ba, you know, like, so, like, that kind of space sometimes, that's, like, somewhere where you kind of want to do that sort of thing, where you, if you're having trouble with it, you do kind of want to sort of intellectualize it and make it a little bit more.